اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, thank you so much for joining us. Today, here we are with Brother Fawad Haider, and I'm really happy to say hello to him. Fawad, salam, how are you?
Salam, sir. I'm fine. How about you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us today. Inshallah, today, Fawad will talk about Ayah 17 of Surah An-Nisa on page
80.
So, brothers and sisters, open your Quran, please. Turn to page 80, Ayah 17 of Surah An-Nisa. Let's listen, everybody, once.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما.
Nice recitation, mashallah. Lovely reciter, inshallah. So, Fawad, in Ayah 17, Allah Almighty says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما. So, at the very beginning of the ayah, Allah Almighty talks about tawbah, repentance. At the end of the ayah, Allah Almighty talks about two of His very, very important attributes, right? The names Alim and Hakim. So, Fawad, basically, what is repentance? What is repentance?
Huh? Is going back.
Oh, going back or returning.
Yes.
All right, good job. So, repentance, there is a question, actually. Okay, let's answer this question. If we answer this question, inshallah, the message of this ayah will be clear. That sometimes, we know tawbah, repentance, it means like turning back to Allah Almighty.
Yes.
But when you make tawbah, Fawad, when you repent, you say, Astaghfirullah, Allah Almighty, forgive me. How should you understand that Allah Almighty has forgiven you?
So, in my view, if you stop doing that thing again and again, think like Allah has helped you.
All right. And he has
so you stop doing that. So it means like He has accepted and He has helped you.
When I have done a mistake, done a wrong thing, I ask Allah to forgive me. Astaghfirullah. I'm repenting, yes? So it's my repentance. But you know, before I ask for Allah Almighty to repent for repentance, okay? It's Allah Almighty who has turned back to His mercy, not His punishment. So He wanted to punish me, yes? Because I had done. It was me who had done a mistake and I deserved
so
it.
So if you didn't say the second repentance.
No, look.
So you would be punished or not?
Yeah, I deserve to be punished because I've done a mistake. Allah Almighty has told me the rules, okay? If I do not follow the rules, it means I have done the mistake, I've done it wrong, okay? I deserve to be punished. But listen, Allah Almighty turns to you Allah Almighty has given you the chance to come and repent. Allah Almighty has first returned to His mercy. Because you deserved punishment, Allah Almighty wanted to punish you, but He returned to His mercy, not punishment. He changed His mind. So when Allah Almighty changes His mind, that's when you get the chance. Look, first, it's Allah Almighty's mercy that gives you the chance.
To repent.
To repent, actually, okay? So this means that Allah Almighty wants to accept your repentance.
So how do
you... And you can repent. So, listen, when you repent, then Allah Almighty completely changes His mind and does not punish you. So, but if you again do the same thing again, Allah Almighty will turn back to His punishment.
How do you understand, like, if he wants to accept your repentance?
How do you understand that Allah Almighty has accepted your repentance or not?
Yes.
The answer is easy. Okay, the answer is easy. Scholars say that if you have gotten a chance to repent, to ask Allah Almighty to forgive you, this means that Allah Almighty is going to forgive you. So, guys, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, Allah Almighty says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّءَ One. سُؤ means one, okay? One sin. بِجَهَالَ The one who has done unintentionally, accidentally, without knowing that this is... So if somebody does it intentionally and does not repent, in the next ayah we'll read it, okay? We'll study it. But in this ayah we're talking about the person who has done it unintentionally. So what happens to him? ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ Quickly they return back to Allah Almighty. They ask for forgiveness. Okay? فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِمْ It is such whose repentance Allah will accept. Okay? وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا And Allah Almighty is all-knowing, all-wise. قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran. So, that's all. Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for more information, for details, inshallah. Now it's time to mention some Tajweed rules. Yes, Fawad?
Yes.
Okay. So, Allah Almighty guide us, inshallah, to learn the Tajweed rules well in this session. Listen, please, brothers and sisters. Innama, the Noon Mushaddad, which is pronounced with a nasal sound. Innama, right? Yes. And then At-Tawbah has a Hamzatul Wasl, so we skip. So in order to skip Hamzatul Wasl, beside this, we skip the alif in Innama as well. Innama At-Tawbatu, right? Innama At-Tawbatu.
Yes.
Ala Allahi. Allah is pronounced with a light or heavy sound. Which
heavy.
One? Heavy sound. Lilladhina. Dhal is important. Ya'maluna.
Ayn
is important. As-su'a. Su'a. The mad is wajib. Bijahalatin. So tanween plus tha, rest of the letters, what do you do?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa, hide the sound. Bijahalatin thumma yatubuna min qarib. Min, again, hide the sound of noon. Qaribin, again, hide the sound of tanween.
Yes.
Faulaika. Faulaika. There is a mad in the word ulaika. We've mentioned it many times that this mad is obligatory or optional.
Faulaika.
Yeah, the word, the mad, it's wajib, right?
Yes.
So this word, faulaika. Why? Because the mad, the harf al-mad, the alif mad.
Yes.
Ula, this sound. And ika, the hamza, are in the
same word.
So for what? The rule says that, what?
If the Hamza
and the mad letter
are in the same word.
Okay.
So the pronunciation of the mad should be long. It's
longer.
Wajib. It's obligatory,
yeah, it's obligatory
to stretch
extend
it.
The sound. Good job. What if they are in separate words, two separate
so
words?
So you can whether stretch it or don't. It's optional.
MashaAllah. So what are mad letters? three mad letters we have, yes? Alif, Waw, and Ya. A, E, U, these mad letters. Good job, Fawad, thank you. Next one, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ. Allah is pronounced with a heavy sound. What's the rule, Fawad? Hey, why so we should read it Allah?
Before the word Allah, mm-hmm. there's a word wakana, which ends with a noon, which is having a fatha.
Fatha, a na sound, a sound yes. on the top, okay.
So a word like Allah, before it, a word comes with ending, a word ending with fatha or dhamma, mm-hmm. makes the pronunciation of the letter in, pronunciation of the letter lam in Allah is pronounced heavily because of the dhamma
and
fatha ending
so,
the word.
So the rule says that if you have fatha or kasra or dhamma be right before the word Allah must be pronounced with a heavy sound. Yeah?
Yes.
You mean this?
Yes.
That's correct. So what if there is a kasra sound before?
So the letter lam is pronounced lightly.
Lightly, like a la sound. Yes. Bismil. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this one has a fatha right before on noon. So the word Allah is pronounced with a heavy sound. Wa kana Allahu yatubu Allahu alayhim. We have a stopping sign here. Qila. What does it say?
So qila means like waqf. You better stop.
Better to stop.
Yeah.
But can you continue as well?
You can continue, but all stopping right. is better.
Oh. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Tanween plus ha. No change.
Yeah. No change.
عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. So, ready to recite it?
Yes.
With me, practice. So, listen. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. إِنَّمَا التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة أحسن ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا أحسنت ما شاء الله صدق الله العلي العظيم أحسنت ما شاء الله Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. We hope inshallah you have learned this. And this session was beneficial for you. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks, Fawad, for being with us and practicing with us today. Inshallah, next session will continue with Surah An-Nisa. Thanks to Arab English Radio. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-Tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان